You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Monday Night Football on ESPN. was in the Meadowlands of New Jersey, and that is where the New England Patriots defense obliterated the Jets.
Here's some pressure on Darnold. Quickly gets it up, and it is picked off by Devin McCourty. Here they go again. You can't hype this defense enough. Pressure off the edge. Ball is out, and the Patriots have it. Picked off again. Pressure off the edge. Floater, and another interception. Third and 10. Can he get a first down inside the two? Floated again and picked off again. This time it's Terrence Brooks.
Yeah, the Patriots defense intercepted Jets quarterback Sam Darnold four times. I would argue that three of those interceptions anybody could have caught. He just threw them way up in the air. Have at him.
He was awful.
He was terrible.
I watched him overthrow 10 guys in a row.
Yeah, you know what
10 guys in a row.
You know what his QB rating was last night, Sam Darnold?
It was
3.7.
It was ridiculous.
3.7. That's almost zero. I mean, that's that's really bad.
Yeah, the commentators were saying, look, you need to get this kid out of this game because he's not learning anything.
Nope.
He's just throwing the ball away. This is a bad habit.
And even the fumble, he just dropped it on the ground. The whole thing was terrible. The Patriots win it 33-0. They are now 7-0. They will host the 2-4 Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Their defense is statistically on pace to be the greatest NFL defense of all time. But I would argue at this point of the season that the combined record of the teams that they have beaten is 11 wins and 26 losses.
Right. Yeah.
Let's wait until they play the Ravens, Chiefs, Texans, and even Cowboys, although the Cowboys did lose to the Jets last week, so I don't know what's going to happen there. But nevertheless, let's wait. I have to wait a little while longer.
It's on pace. Yes. That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No. Darnold, by the way, was wearing a microphone during the game.
Wow.
And he was caught on the sideline after his third interception saying,
I'm seeing ghosts.
At which point, afterwards, he was asked about it.
I just got to see the field a lot better. That's kind of what that means.
Yep, he basically said what that means is I got to see the field a lot better. I'm seeing ghosts.
The dude looked lost out there.
He really did. As far as him seeing ghosts, I guess you can take it for what it's worth, but I do know that Bill Belichick was seeing something else.
I see dead people.
He really was.
The Sith Lord on the sideline. Yes.
So to recap, the Patriots beat the Jets 33-0, and 1 week ago, the Jets beat the Cowboys. Speaking of the Cowboys, Hall of Famer Michael Irvin was on ESPN's First Take with Stephen A. Smith, and he was not happy the Cowboys weren't getting top billing on the show.
Y'all started the show talking about, was it bad Eagles or good Cowboys? I'm like, I'm in my room.
You were offended, personally offended.
Yes, I was.
I apologize.
Because in this business, we lift the winner. We left the winners first, and we discern the losers next. It should have been, is it good Cowboys or bad Eagles? Give the champs, because we the NFC champs right now, this day right here. Give the champs the lead role. That's all. You got so much disdain for the Cowboys. It spews out of your spirit. It just comes over out even in your writing of your headline.
The Reverend.
Yes.
Why does he sound so deep?
He's so angry. And this, Cowboys fans, I know that most of you are fine. But this is why the rest of us can't stand you, because Michael Irvin is now that obnoxious Cowboys fan, and we all know at least one, two, or three of them.
He's that guy,
He's that
guy. At least he worked there.
I was going to say, he played for them.
He has a vested deal.
Yeah. Yes. But, you know, if the season ended today, they're NFC champs with their 4-3 record. Yay. There's a Dallas television station that had to apologize because during that Dallas victory Sunday night against the Eagles, there was tornadoes happening in North Dallas, 140 mile an hour.
Dude.
Tornadoes were hitting. A matter of fact, homes were damaged. Businesses were damaged. Enough damage to cancel classes in schools on Monday. Thousands of students didn't go to school because of these tornadoes. And what happened was the Dallas local NBC affiliate was too busy showing the Dallas Cowboys-Eagles game that they waited 6 full minutes before interrupting the game to go live and tell you what was happening.
Mistake.
Yesterday, the station said they were sorry.
We are deeply sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry. We're sorry. Sorry.
There you go. They're sorry. Hey, what can you say about Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky?
He got a fine looking mama.
I guess you could say that. That's not what I was going for. Let me try something. let me do that again. What can you say about Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky?
Oh, my God. He sucks.
There you go. There you go. He's terrible. He's not a good quarterback at all. And now there's a Bears fan that would like Trubisky to go, so he has started a GoFundMe in an effort to buy out Trubisky's $58 million contract. His name is Stan Bernardchik, and he's trying to raise $58 million. So far, last check, he's got $70. The president of Cardinal Ritter High School in St. Louis, this is a private prep high school, has suspended its football program and has fired all the coaches and has accepted the athletic director's offer to retire immediately. Why?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that the head coach, Gregory there, I think his name's Brandon Gregory, was knowingly using an ineligible player this season. The player, a running back, was supposed to be suspended for the first game of the season, but instead he's been a big part of their 7-0 record. He is not supposed to be playing at all.
Ooh.
Okay. They changed what Gregory did. Coach Gregory just changed his number from 4 to 24 and changed his name.
Wow.
Changed his name. But the kid was caught when?
Exposed tattoos gave away his identity.
Yes, this high schooler had exposed tattoos that gave away his identity.
So they gave him another name and another number and sent him back out there.
Well, he's really good, Rick.
Oh, clearly
he's
he is.
Really good.
He's In fact, he's so good that he's probably 18. Yeah. He got an armful of tattoos.
Yeah.
Nope, nobody says, hey, wear long sleeves.
Nope. The NBA, somebody should have. Right. The NBA season starts tonight with the reigning NBA champion Toronto Raptors hosting the New Orleans Pelicans, but Finals MVP Kawhi Leonard won't be there because he's now a member of the Clippers, so he's not going to play for the Raptors. And Zion Williamson will not be playing for the Pelicans.
What the heck are you talking about?
Well, he's been ruled out for the next 6 to 8 weeks after undergoing surgery for a torn meniscus. Yes.
Yeah, isn't
Zion
that wild?
Out.
Yeah.
Fortunately, tonight we got Game 1 of the World Series. Going to be Max Scherzer for the Nationals up against Garrett Cole for the Astros. First pitch, 8:08. And here's your fun fact. In Louisiana, it is a $500 fine to instruct a pizza delivery man to deliver a pizza to your friend without them knowing.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's good. That's the obvious prank, you know, prank-aliciousness.
It probably happened to a lawmaker. I'm going to do something about
that. Pass the law.
Those damn kids. Those meddling kids.